Hey, listeners, this is the last week to register for Secret Church 24 on Friday, April 19th. Together, we're going to walk verse by verse of the story of redemption in the book of Ruth, pray for the persecuted church in North Korea. You can register today by visiting radical.net/Ruth.
Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from radical.net.
In the middle of Acts 27, Paul and all of his companions on the ship are in this massive storm, and everybody's afraid for their lives. They don't know if they're going to make it through it. But God comes to Paul in a vision and through an angel and says that they're all going to live. But what I love most is verse 23, the way Paul describes that. He says, "For this very night, there stood before me an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I worship." Oh, I love those two phrases. The God to whom I belong and the God whom I worship. And especially in the context here. And here's Paul. He's a prisoner on a ship in the middle of a storm. And yet God reminds him, and Paul knows that Paul belongs to God, that God owns Paul, that God has taken ownership and responsibility for caring for Paul, for providing for Paul. Paul belongs to God, and God is the one whom Paul worships. He loves and adores God, the God who is in control of the sea, the God who's in control of the storms. You just think about it. Especially when we walk through difficult times, isn't it good to know in the middle of challenges that we belong to God and that He is worthy of our worship, that He is good and great and glorious and worthy of our praise, even when we walk through challenges? So let's be reminded in those phrases of what it means to be in Christ, to belong to God, to be worshipers of God, and let's be encouraged by those realities. Oh God, we praise you that in Christ we belong to you, that you have taken ownership of us. You have ownership of my life and the lives of people who are listening to this, who have put their trust in Christ, that you own us, that you care for us, that you provide for us, that you are committed to providing for us, especially when we walk through challenges, that you are with us. We belong to you, and God, we worship you. We worship your name. We praise you as good and glorious, even in the middle of challenges we face. You are the God whom we worship. So help us, then, we pray, to remember. Right now, I just think about trials people might be walking through. I pray for brothers and sisters who are walking through trials right now, that they would know they belong to you and that they would give you worship in the middle of those trials. I pray for each one of our lives with trials that may be coming around the corner. Lord, as we walk through those trials, help us to never forget that in the middle of those trials, we belong to you. And help us in the middle of those trials to give you glory, honor, and worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.